Let's start with that breaking news story. The High Court in Johannesburg has granted Angelo Agretti bail. Judge Rata Mogoatleng overturning and setting aside the decision of a lower court to deny him bail. The Specialized Commercial Crimes Court denied Agretti's bail application earlier this month, but his lawyers insisted that that court failed to consider his health condition. We know that he's in a critical condition in hospital still. Agretti is facing fraud and corruption charges. He's accused of bribing influential individuals, including ANC MP Vincent Smith, who was the then chairperson of Parliament's Correctional Services Committee. Have a listen to Judge Mogoatleng saying how Magistrate Philip Venter's assertions and ruling on Agretti absconding South Africa was flawed.
In his red flag to customs officials, that will assume that he then tries to depart from one of the controlled border posts. What amount of bail for a person with these financial means will keep him here? Should we wait? Should we wait to see if he absconds and acts? These risks are not based on a thumb suck. With due respect, I believe that the Kotaku misdirected itself in adopting this approach.
Judge Mogoatleng there, overturning the decision of a lower court. Let's speak now to Daniel Witz, who is Angelo Agretti's lawyer. Thank you for your time, Daniel. I'm sure that you've just stepped out of court. What is your reaction to this decision by the High Court?
Actually, still walking out of court, Mandy, but myself and Angelo's legal team, we're ecstatic. This is the verdict he wanted after a few weeks and a few sleepless nights of very hard work to get this decision.
The conditions, what exactly happens now and how is Angelo Agretti doing and what difference will this make now?
So his health is obviously the most important worry at the moment, but we were informed last night that he has been taken off a ventilator. He is still on other forms of life support, but the ventilator has been removed, so it's a small step to recovery, but a step to recovery nonetheless. In terms of the bail conditions, if he doesn't comply with them by the 10th of November, which includes giving the Italian house, the Italian property title deed as security for his release on bail, then he'll be remanded back to custody.
Daniel Witz, Angelo Agretti's lawyer, just reacting there briefly to the decision. Khumotso Modise, EWN reporter, was in court for us too. Khumotso, thanks for your time today. Take us through the judgment and how Judge Rata Mogoatleng reached this decision.
Well, Mandy, of course, today's bail judgment really was around whether the ruling that was made by the Magistrates Court earlier this month was in the interest of justice. Of course, we're dealing with a case here where Angelo Agretti is in the hospital fighting for his life. And the judge today did say that that is common cause, that his health is in a very detrimental state. And that should be considered in the ruling for bail. The judge really today just speaking about how Agretti did have the obligation to declare, his offshore assets, his assets abroad. He did have an obligation to inform the state, how much he really has. And this was for the purposes of being able to quantify how much bail, the correct bail amount for him would be. And so, Judge Mogoatleng really saying that in that he did, err, but considering his health condition, it would not be in the interest of justice to keep him behind bars. So what would be the right thing? He says that they had to set this bail condition and the bail amount at an appropriate amount in order to ensure that Agretti does not abscond or evade trial.
Khumotso, just for clarity, because I haven't actually said it, what is that bail amount?
So Agretti will not at this stage have to pay anything to be released on bail, Mandy. However, he's had to put down his villa in Italy down as in the form of a guarantee. This means that if he does abscond or fail to, stay in the country for bail, he will then forfeit that property. Now, he bought that property in March last year for the value of about 110,000 euros. Depending on the exchange rate, it's about 16 million rands. And so if he does abscond at any point, or if he cannot be found, and there are issues around bringing him back to the country, that if he leaves, then he will forfeit that villa in Italy.
Khumotso Modise, EWN reporter, giving us an update there on that decision by the High Court today. What do you think about that? The lower court saying that he is a flight risk, that he should not be given bail. The lawyer saying that they didn't consider his health condition. So now the High Court has, in fact, granted bail to Angelo Agretti with those conditions, which includes the surety of a villa in Italy, which I'm sure the Assets Forfeiture Unit would be looking at and licking its lips. Send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702.